Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I think that's all I need to do to start the show, so, except to say to you all, please now welcome the hosts of The Guilty Feminist, Sophie Hagen and Deborah Francis-White!
Guys.
Thank you.
Hey, how many of you are Guilty Feminist fans? Hey, how many of you have never heard of this? Are you getting the idea that it's super exciting though from those other cheering people? Are you now like, hey, because what's interesting is normally if you say who's never heard of it, people go, Whereas these people went, woo, we want to be in the gang.
I was sitting in the dressing room when you were walking by the door and one of you said, this better be good.
That's like, someone who's been brought by a friend who's gone on about it.
I was like, is that my... what are you doing?
Do a hand.
No, I don't need a hand. I literally have a hand.
So today's theme is independence. And the first thing that's happened is, if you're listening at home, Sophie Hagen has picked up a microphone as a professional comedian and a man has come to help her do that. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Tom Selinsky, our producer.
On the subject of a big round of applause, shall we recall the opening titles?
Well, if you insist, as the man, we wouldn't want to...
Just remember, I can cut out anything I like. Now.
Wrong crowd, Tom.
Yeah. You have not... They're going to lynch you. They're going to really go for you.
Do you think that we can make it through this challenge recording without me singing the song?
Singing what song?
Well, that would defeat the question, wouldn't it, if I started singing it now? All the women who are independent, throw your hands up.
I don't know this song.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't. What is this song?
All the women... What if I do the dance? All the women who are independent, throw your hands up at me.
I have no idea what this is, but I'm going to Google
it. All the honeys who's making money... Oh, yeah. Do you not know?
All the honeys making money?
I'm not quite sure those are the lyrics. It's called Independent Women.
Oh, I think I've heard the song.
All the women who are... Okay, I sang it wrong.
All the women who are independent, throw your hands up at me. All the honeys who are making money, throw your hands up at me. The honeys making money. I don't want to be a honey
You're
making money.
Music.
Can I?
I love.
Can I? I don't want to be.
I love that so much. It's you going. All the women who independent.
All the honeys who are making money.
Can I do like a independent women Destiny's Child version test on you?
Mm.
You have to say true or false.
Okay.
The shoes on my feet, I've bought it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. The clothes I'm wearing, I've bought it.
Yes, that's true.
Me too. The rug I'm rocking, I bought it. I have no rug, so I don't know. Because I depend on me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Me too, I think. The house I live in, none of us live in houses.
I own my flat. Well, the bank owns half my flat, but I own half my flat and the bank owns the other half until I pay the mortgage off.
I barely own my room. I don't even have a lock on my door.
I barely own my room.
The car I'm driving, none of us have cars. Yeah. I think we're still allowed to throw our hands up at them.
And the rock I'm rocking, I think actually Tom paid for.
Is it like an engagement?
Wedding ring? I think Tom bought it, but I...
Well, I think that's the point, isn't it, with wedding rings?
Yeah. Not in the Beyoncé territory. I think we need to be very clear about my rock budget.
I do
Beyonce's
feel like we need to be
budget.
Inclusive for people who are not on Beyoncé pay check.
I think that's all level. Of us. I think let's be inclusive of everyone except Beyoncé and a few A-list stars in that case.
She does make a good point. If you're going to brag, make sure it's your money you flaunt. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Well, that's actually, funnily enough, I'm glad you've mentioned this. It's my challenge for this week.
Ooh.
Because...
The theme is independence. If
the
people
theme is
guessed.
Independence. And in a very real way, while I am a rainmaker in my household or a breadwinner, I am not great at knowing which count the mortgage is paid out of, for
what?
Example. It's because I find it very dull.
Yeah.
I find the things that I do to earn money, I find incredibly fun and delightful. Yeah. And I love going out and... Yeah. I like the satisfaction of feeling like I am providing my own living, I'm paying off my flat, I'm... pay for my own things. I love that feeling. I've often thought if my husband and I split up and I was dating, I would actually find it very difficult to date a rich man because I feel everything I've worked for, because I when I left the Jehovah's Witnesses, I was broke. I had nothing, nothing. Because I've been pioneering, you don't get paid for that. So I'd been living hand to mouth. So I've worked my way, a bit like Scarlett O'Hara, I see myself.
Right.
So Scarlett O'Hara... during the Civil War was very, very poor. And
Was she the third member of Destiny's Child?
She was not. She's a character in Gone with the Wind, a very famous Civil War novel that got turned into a film.
Is that the one where he goes, frankly, my dear, I just don't give a fuck?
No, it's not. He says, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Same, isn't it?
Not same. Basically, the thing was, I never wanted to earn money doing something I didn't love. So love of the thing I did was more important than money. But then I thought there must be a way to make money doing things I love. And so I've made that, I think, probably more of a focus than some of my friends. And I speak from a place of being a white middle-class woman with education who has had a lot of advantages. So I take a great deal of pride and focus on making sure that I'm financially secure, but I have no interest at all in the banking side of it. And that's, I should take more notice of what happens to the money after I've earned it and not just assume that Tom will do it because he's better at internet banking than I am. And it's nothing to do with old-fashioned gender roles. It's everything to do with, oh, I'm too busy and tired and I don't care. And so I need to...
And your husband is very fond of spreadsheets.
He loves a bit of admin, you know it.
He loves the admin.
This podcast
would have never come out if he hadn't done all the admin.
He administrates like a mofo.
Yeah.
If he got hit by a bus or something terrible happened, I wouldn't have the first clue about where my money was, what the passwords are, what the internet banking codes are. I don't know. I would have to go to our accountant and say, hey, where's my money? Because I have to organise a funeral and I don't have any money.
Oh.
And they would have to go and go, this is what you own. This is your business account, blah, blah, blah. So I should get more on top of that. So that's my...
That's a good challenge.
That's my challenge.
It's also, I mean, with all due respect, fucking boring. You have to do that.
I know. But it's ownership, isn't it? It's just sort of independence of...
It'll give you like a feeling of empowerment, but having to go look through...
The trouble is my mind switches off. I just go, Tom starts showing me and I start thinking about anything else. Like literally anything else. I don't really focus on it. So I need to be not with Tom when it happens. That's what I need to do.
Okay. Okay.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I feel like my challenge should be fun. Maybe I get to do the fun challenge this time.
Yes, because normally my challenge is eat loads of cake, and Sophie's challenge is
big boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Sophie's challenge is more punitive.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a fun challenge this time, Sophie.
I'm young-ish. I'm 27, and I'm quite new to feminism, so I feel like I should probably learn a bit more about. I mean, the contrast between being independent as a woman now to being a woman 100 years ago, like trying to figure, because I don't know a lot about, you know, we've done this as jokes before, you know, mentioning the names of feminists, like the first wave feminists, and I have not had no idea who they were, what they did. So I need to do something to kind of learn a bit about the
history of independence for women.
But you make it sound so boring.
In an entertaining way.
In a fun way, if that exists. If there's some kind of
if heaven exists.
There should be a sitcom, it's called The Suffragettes of the 1920s.
If that could be spooned up in sitcom form for Sophie Hagen. If anyone's got such a sitcom, please let us know.
Where it's just like old-time feminists falling over.
Old-time feminists falling over, as opposed to suffragette blah blah.
Yes.
All right, gang. Make your own independence challenge and tweet us or Facebook us.
At GuiltFemPod.
Play along. See you then. Bye.
Hi, this is Sophie with a little message. I am touring my new show all over the UK and Denmark starting in October 2016. You can find details and tickets on sophiehagen.com. But a little quick note, if you suffer from anxiety and therefore have some special needs, say if you need to go into the venue before the audience, or if you prefer a specific seat, or if you need to stand, or anything like that, email me at anxietytour2016@gmail.com. That's anxietytour2016@gmail.com. And we'll figure something out. I'm working on making all of the venues anxiety safe. So hopefully we'll be able to sort something out if you need that to happen. I'm also working on making all of the toilets gender neutral. For all of the information about that, go to sophiehagen.com, where you can also find the dates and the cities and the tickets for all of the shows. Hope to see you there.
So we're discussing independence
yes.
today. That's our topic. Shall we? Why are you laughing at that?
like a record player just going, discussing independence. That is the topic we're discussing. It's independence.
Yeah.
It's our topic today.
It's week two of the Fringe. Week one of the Fringe, people. I'll have you know, I was doing hot yoga and eating sushi for two meals a day. just before the show, I had a Nutella crepe for breakfast at 3:45 in the dressing room. Week two of the Fringe, ladies and gentlemen. Week two of the Fringe. That's right. I got to sleep at 6 a.m. It wasn't my fault. I went home at a decent hour. Like, I went home an early night for the Fringe at, like, 3 a.m., which for the Fringe is okay, you know, like, because you know... I feel like you're judging me for the good time I tried to go to bed. And then I just couldn't sleep till 6, mainly because of our housemates. We're celebrating because someone had won an award.
Yeah, not me. Not me.
Larry Dean had won an award.
Larry Dean won an award.
So shall we do a little bit of...
fucking unbearable now. What?
They're like best buddies. They're like... Yeah. They think they're Will and Grace, but actually they're Jack and Karen. You don't know why that's funny.
I know, I know.
He didn't know. I told him that. And he said, are they people from Sex and the City?
That says more about what he thinks about you.
Oh!
Assuming.
Boom. Boom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.